Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a song. Glory to God. War cry. Hallelujah. And truly, there is a war cry going forth. Why? We're at war. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be with you tonight. I am Pastor Barbara Smith from Garrett, Kentucky. We are on Blog Talk Radio, being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ International. This word is going forth everywhere. Hallelujah. And what a blessing to be able to share the word with you tonight. And I want to thank Evangelist Montel Fields and her husband Dustin for allowing us to be a part of this mighty move of God that's going forth, hallelujah, with that war cry and letting the people know, hallelujah, it's time to get down to some serious business. Because whether you know it or not, we are at war. Hallelujah. There is a spiritual warfare going on that we are fighting. Are you ready to fight? Glory to God. Are you ready to stand up in faith? Hallelujah. And use the most powerful weapon of mass destruction, which is the Word of God. Hallelujah. That you and I have the privilege to use. Oh, God, I thank him tonight. Oh, that he allowed us to be a part of this army in the last days. Is your voice being heard? Are you going forth in the army of God? Are you sounding the trumpet to battle? Glory to God. And I'm telling you, this is a time that we take it by force. Glory to God, Satan ain't just going to hand it over to you. He ain't going to be glad because you're getting out there reaching souls. He's going to fight you tooth and nail. But guess what? Glory to God, our weapons for this war cry are so mighty that Satan can't even touch them. Hallelujah. Why? The Lord knows in this day, in this hour, that you and I would be that voice going forth. Hallelujah. Think about that. That God has chosen you such a time as this. Oh, ain't that a blessing? Hallelujah. To be handpicked by God to go forth and fight this battle. He knows you can win, or he wouldn't have called you. Glory to God, he's called you. He's equipped you. He's gave you your marching orders. And now it's time to arise in the army of God. It's time to lift up that bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. It's time that we go forth conquering and conquering. Hallelujah. Why? Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We've got power. We've got authority. But we got to use what we got. We got to die out to self. Glory to God, that's the number one thing right there. We got to die out to self. We got to take up our cross daily and follow him. Glory to God, not just when it's convenient. Hallelujah, not after the work's all done. But he's called you and I to arise in this mighty army and go forth and preach. Glory to God, preach that good news of Jesus Christ. It's time we warn the people to repent. Repent, repent, repent. Oh, glory, that sound is going to go out there from one corner of the earth to another. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, hallelujah, the battle cry is strong. We are at war. Glory. And that song said, war cry, war cry, war cry, over and over. And I'm telling you, when God uses something like that, oh, he's given us, oh, a warning to go forth and sound that war cry. Hallelujah. And let that devil know that he is defeated. We need to tell him about his end. Glory to God, because it's coming soon. Hallelujah. Glory. There is a cry going forth. Hallelujah. The cry first was to get God's people. Oh, up. Hallelujah. In this army where they needed to be. Glory to God. It's got to work hand in hand. That's when you get things done. Glory to God that if we go off on our own thinking we can do it by ourselves, I'm telling you right now, glory to God, we need one another to stand with one another, encourage one another, lift up one another before the Father in prayer, ask for strength, ask for wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the Word of God, that when we go forth, this Word will be plain and the people will receive it. Glory to God, when they see that you're not afraid to stand and fight. Glory to God, there's so many that backed up, gave in, thinking this is too hard. I can't do it. Too many people's against me. My God, my God. If God be for you, who can be against you? I'm telling you tonight, if God has called you, stand firm. Glory to God. Be strong. Be ready for battle. No. That the battle ain't even ours, but it's his. But he'll direct you what to do in this battle. Glory to God, because sometimes, glory to God, we just got to give a shout, and sometimes we got to do something. But whatever God is calling for you to do, brothers and sisters, that's what you are to do. And you out there that's listening, that ain't said yes to the Lord yet, glory to God, now is the time, hallelujah, to be about your Father's business. Glory, because truly, this thing is winding up. Glory to God, this virus and all this that's been ushered in, it's just opened the floodgates of hell for everything else to be poured out. But you know what? God wouldn't have his children, but he will reveal his word to you. But, glory to God, I can't leave my Bible on the table and expect it to jump up and get in my hair. I got to pick it up. I got to study it. Hallelujah. I got to see what God is saying to me. Glory, because we use this word to defeat the enemy. And if I don't know this word for myself, how in the world am I going to defeat Satan? I have got to have the word of God. Glory to God, I believe there's people out there listening right now that have picked up your sword to battle. And you're determined, no matter what happens, no matter what comes or goes, glory to God, you're going to fight. You're going to be strong in this battle and in the power of his might. Why? We know we can't do it on our own. Glory to God, on my own, I'm no match for Satan. But when I'm reinforced with the Holy Ghost, glory, They ain't nothing he can do with that. That's why he wants you to sit back. But I encourage you today, let God stir that spirit within you. Glory to God, that those living waters will come forth. Hallelujah. That everywhere you go, that darkness has got to flee. Why? Because the light is now come. Glory to God, and I can go in my house and it be dark, but if I flip the light on, that darkness has to flee, and I can see everything around me. Yes, Lord. But if I leave that light off, glory to God, I'll trip and I'll fall over things even in my own household. But I'm telling you, I need that light. Glory, you need that light. Oh, you need that light of God to shine. Glory, that the darkness comprehend it not, because that light is so bright. Glory, ain't you glad that that light is shining for you right now? Glory to God, he's showing you the way. All you got to do is step, as he says, step. Glory to God, Ecclesiastes 3, let us know that there is a time and there is a season for everything under the sun. So now is the time, glory to God, that God has called us, we preached this a while back, into active duty. Glory to God, it's not time to sit back, but it's time, hallelujah, to give that war cry. Have you ever seen somebody in spiritual warfare? Glory to God, what authority and what power fills the room. Glory to God, we can have that everywhere we go. Oh, that light, that power, that authority. Oh, that the darkness comprehend it not, but that darkness has got to flee. And then the light shines in, and the people can see what's going on. You know, when God sends you forth, hallelujah, you're not on your own. Glory to God, he goes before you. He goes with you. Glory to God, he's all around you. Hallelujah. All you got to do is study, pray, fast, seek his face, and watch and see what he does for you. I'm telling you, you can read all through the word what powerful and mighty things happen when God's people obeyed him. Glory to God. He's already laid out the plans for you and I. All we got to do is get into this word. And I've got to see, I'm speaking to me now, because the word said, I must be first partakers of the fruit. If I be first partakers, then I can give it out to you. Hallelujah. So I got a job to do. My job is to pray, to seek God, to get instructions, know it's God speaking to me, and then go forth and sound that battle cry, hallelujah, and let those around me know too that that is a war cry, hallelujah. And when that war cry is heard, oh, you'll begin to see things happening. Glory to God, in your ministries, in your families, all around. Glory to God, when I was thinking about this war cry, glory to God, my mind went to Joshua. How many knows about Joshua and the walls of Jericho? Glory to God, and hallelujah. Think about that. Hallelujah. Joshua had planned from the Lord, told him exactly what to do and how to do it. And you know what? Joshua followed the plan. And as he followed the plan, oh, hallelujah. We're just going to read here for a minute in Joshua 10, verse 25. Fear not, nor be he dismayed. Be strong, be of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to you all your enemies under you whom you fight. Glory to God. The Lord told him to be encouraged. Be not dismayed, because every enemy that come against him, glory to God, was going to be defeated. And in Joshua 24:14-16, hallelujah. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth, glory, and put away other gods which your fathers have secured and on the other side of the flood and the Egyptians, and serve ye not the Lord. Glory to God. We need to lay aside everything that would hinder or hold us back. Glory to God, because Joshua was getting ready to fight a battle. Hallelujah. He was told to march around the city and be quiet, not say a word. Hallelujah. Till the seventh day. And on that seventh day, march seven times and give a shout. Hallelujah. And the Lord told him if he would do that, the walls would fall flat. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, Joshua obeyed the Lord, hallelujah, and did as he was instructed, and the people did as they was instructed under the leadership, glory to God, of Joshua, that God was the head, and he was using Joshua to lead them. They did exactly what they was told to do, glory to God, and they took the spoils of that city. Hallelujah, because of a shout, glory to God, and sounding the alarm. Hallelujah, that war cry, can you imagine? Oh, what a sound that created to make the walls fall flat. Oh, hallelujah, glory, think about that for a minute. The walls fell flat. Hallelujah. They was victorious. Why? They obeyed the Lord and did exactly as he said do. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 58, verse 1, hallelujah. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Glory to God, it's time, glory to God, that we cry aloud. Glory to God, that our voice will be heard. Glory to God, and as you go forth, glory to God, speaking the word of God, oh, what power, what authority that is. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, nothing shall be impossible unto you as long as you be led by the Spirit of God and allow God's Spirit to lead you and guide you unto all true paths of righteousness for his namesake. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, his glory he will not share with another. Hallelujah. We got to be sure and let the people know, look, it's not me, it's him. Hallelujah. The one that's able to give you life, the one that's able to save, deliver, and set you free. Hallelujah. Over in verse 11, it said, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. Hallelujah. And shall satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden. Hallelujah. Think about that. Hallelujah. In one scripture, hallelujah, he'll put rivers in the desert. Glory to God, he will supply whatever you need to go forth. Just read and look what he did to all those that was before us. Has God changed? Absolutely not. Glory to God, he said in his word, he'd be the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change. Therefore, I can count on him. And this word that he's given me, I know that it's a right now word. Do you know that God has given you a right now word? Glory to God. We are to lift up our voices like a trumpet. And you know how loud a trumpet is. Glory to God. If you're anywhere around the area, you're going to hear that trumpet blow. Hallelujah. And our voice is to be like that trumpet. Glory to God. And he encouraged us, saying, the Lord shall guide thee continuously. Glory to God. That tells me that every step I take, hallelujah, he's right there. Glory. Leading and guiding and directing my steps. You say, how so? Glory to God. In Psalms, let me know, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And that's my steps too. I'm so glad that God is no respecter of person. Hallelujah. But he will lead and guide you. Every step you take, glory to God, you can be led by God. Hallelujah. It's no time, glory to God, for us to think we can do this on our own. Glory to God, we've got to deny ourselves. It let us know all through the Word in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, and Mark 8, 34, and Mark 10, 20, glory to God, and Luke 9, 23, glory to God. It all talks about denying yourself. Oh, hallelujah. It's time in my life for God to increase and me to decrease. The word said for me to crucify this flesh daily. How many know that flesh wants to rise up from time to time? But we got to crucify it. We got to keep it under the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God, under the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's time that we deny everything that would hinder or hold us back in our ministries from us receiving strength. I'm telling you, God wants to give you strength deep, 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 deep down into that inner man. Glory to God that you can be strong. Glory that you can shake yourself. Hallelujah. Glory that you will be able to stand and shake yourself. Glory to God, because when you're not where you ought to be, nobody has to tell you. You know for yourself. Glory to God. And with this war cry that's going forth, glory to God, I looked it up in the Webster's and in the Free Dictionary. And then there was another dictionary I looked it up in. Hallelujah. And it said war cry. Hallelujah. To shout in charge. Hallelujah. Charging forth. Glory to God. We are on the attack. This is the battle cry. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. We are fighting in a battle. Glory to God. We've got to know that our combatants, as we are attacking, Hallelujah. We shall shout aloud, glory to God. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Glory to God. Are you a soldier tonight? Glory to God. Are you proud of it? Glory to God. Are you proud to hold up that bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ? Glory to God. Or are you ashamed? Do you stand back in the sidelines? I'm telling you, it's time to get on the front lines. Hallelujah, because that's where the greatest victories are. Glory to God, they're right there. Hallelujah, on the front lines. Because I'm telling you, Satan is gone forth, it says, as a roaring lion. He's making a noise. Hallelujah. He's as a roaring lion. He's not that roaring lion. Glory to God. But he wants you to think, that you can't defeat him. But I'm telling you right now, glory to God, if you go by the battle plan and do the war cry God has chosen for you to do, you will defeat that devil on every hand. And he don't want you to know that. He wants you to sit back and think, well, I'm all alone. What can I do? Oh, my God, let me tell you. Hallelujah. If God directs you, what can you do? Let's think about it for a minute. Hallelujah. What can you do? Does anybody remember the story about Jonah? Yeah, I know at first Jonah, he fought against God. He tried to run from him. He got into a ship and tried to sail away. Oh, but you can't outrun God. Glory to God. And if God's gave you a commission, oh, God, a commission, you need to go forth and you need to fight. You need to lift up your voice loud. Glory to God. What does a lion do? It roars. And if it's in the jungle, what does it do? It scares away all the prey. Oh, we need to cry loud. Spare not. Lift up our voice like a trumpet. Glory to God, getting back to Jonah. Oh, he tried to run. He didn't want to do it because he thought he was all alone and he couldn't do it. Oh, but after being thrown overboard, swallowed up for 3 days and three nights, and then the fish being commanded to spit him out on dry ground, glory. Think about that. You know what Jonah did? Jonah went forth and he preached what the Lord gave him to say. And you know what? That king called a fast. Yes, he said nothing's going to eat, not even the animals. Hallelujah. And you know what? Nineveh was saved because the words that Jonah preached, glory to God, they was not his, but they was God's. And Joshua, glory, doing the war cry around the city in obedience to God, the walls fell flat. Hallelujah. All through the word, you can see where people, hallelujah, was victorious. Glory to God, they were so saved and delivered and set free because of the war cry, hallelujah, that was going forth, and soldiers would stand and fight the good fight of faith. Glory to God, we need to fight arm in arm, not fight one another. Glory to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Glory to God. The Lord said we could get a lot farther if we would try to quit fighting one another. Not try to quit, but stop it right now. Glory to God, not one more thing against your brother or your sister. Glory to God, it's not the name over the door. It's being born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God, Jesus shed that blood on Calvary that you and I could be saved. You know what? And people don't want to talk about the blood anymore. Oh, they say it'll offend people. It'll run them away. Glory to God if they don't want to know the truth. Because the truth is, it's nothing but the blood. Glory to God, there's a song that says nothing but the blood. And hallelujah, that is so true. You and I can't be saved without the blood. Oh, but Jesus paid, a price. He was beaten. Oh, his hair. He had a crown of thorns on his head. They plucked out his beard. They stripped him naked. But I'm telling you, he did not murmur a word. Glory to God, because you know what? You and I was on his mind. Glory to God. He paid such a great price that you and I could be saved. On our way, glory to God, to eternity, knowing that we're not lost. Hallelujah, but we've been found. Glory, just like that prodigal son that was out there wandering around, found himself eating with the hogs. But his father seen him afar off, and he said, kill the fatted calf, put a robe on him, shoes on his feet, and a ring on his finger. Oh, the father was so glad that the son returned home. And I'm telling you right now, God is married to the backslider. Oh, we need to reach him. We need to reach the lost at all cost. Are you willing? Are you willing tonight to be in this war and have this war cry that is so much needed in these last days? People are deceived and being deceived. There's so many half-truths out there. It's awful. That's why there's so many churches, glory to God, that are raising up and are tickling the people's ear, telling them what they want to hear. You can do this and you can do that. I'm telling you, if it was sin in the word, glory to God, it's sin today. You might add a different name to it, I don't care. It's still sin, and it will send your soul to hell if you don't repent of it. Shake it off. Glory to God. Allow God to save you, deliver you, and set you free. He don't save us so we can continue in our sin. He brings us out of our sin. Glory to God. And we got a new body, one likened unto him. Glory to God, because the old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. When I came to God, I had a filthy mouth. But guess what? I don't got a filthy mouth no more. Glory to God. When I came to God, I'm telling you, he reached way down below the bottom and picked me up. Glory to God. Did he pick me up so I could stay in the muck and the mire? No. He picked me up, washed me off. Glory to God, cleanse me and sent me forth to do a work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you cannot continue in your sin and think everything's going to be okay. If the preacher's telling you to continue in it, you better get rid of that preacher. You better stop listening, because if the blind lead the blind, they're both going to fall in the ditch. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, the one that's encouraging you to do wrong, your blood is going to be required at their hand. And I don't want nobody's blood dripping off my hands. Glory. I want clean hands before the Lord that I will do exactly what the Lord would have me to do to fight in this battle. Glory to God. There's a rallying to attack. Glory to God. He's a rallying. He's getting his people together that's not afraid, that will stand up and declare the word of God. Because this is matters right here. Oh, is the B-I-B-L-E. There's a little song that says, that's the book for me. Hallelujah. And truly, that's the book for me. Glory to God, because I want to make heaven my home one day. I want to spend eternity with the Lord. And the only way that I'm going to do that is if I continuously walk uprightly before the Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Cut them off to the dead. You know, and I had somebody tell me one time, they said, oh, it's once in grace, always in grace. After I get saved, I can go out there, I can party, I can drink, I can run with women, I can run with men, I can do what I want to do. Glory to God, I'm telling you, you're being deceived. Glory to God, it's once in grace, always in grace if you stay in that grace, but you can get out of it. You say, how do you say that? He said, he's married to the Baptist. And if I couldn't get out of it, how would he be married to the backslider? And I'm telling you, it's time that we dig deep into this word and see what God is saying to you and I. Because I'm telling you, he's speaking. And that's why the Spirit said, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Glory to God. And another thing that was under the Webster's Free Dictionary is talking about a cry, a roar. Cry loud. Glory, a shouting. The shout of alarm. The trumpet blast. Glory to God, this was a signal. Oh, hallelujah. A signal to go forth. Don't back up. Don't give in. Glory to God. But you go forth and you obey the Lord and do what he would have you to do. Glory to God. Have you been given your marching orders? Glory to God. Has God spoken to you? Has he revealed his will to you? And for some reason, you're kind of holding back. You're kind of withdrawing because you think you can't do it. And I'm here to tell you, you can't. Oh, but that spirit within you can. Glory to God. When you give it permission to use you, to lead and guide and direct you. Glory to God. I'm telling you, nothing is impossible unto you. Glory to God. I begin to think about David against Goliath. Think about that. Oh, here's this big old giant defying the armies of God and the warriors they was hiding. But David went to take his brother some lunch. Glory to God. That was a divine order from God. And why? David, the Spirit of God arose within David, and David stood up against Goliath. And now, David was a little ruddy lad, the word says. And here was this giant 10 feet tall against a little old boy. But you know what? That little old boy had the power of God. Oh, hallelujah, leading, guiding, and directing him. So David went by the brook and picked up five smooth stones. And here Goliath was with all of his armor, all of his weapon, the big old sword. He told David, he said, I'm going to cut off your head and feed it to the fowls of the air. Oh, but David wasn't afraid. He put a stone in that sling and began to sling it around. And you know what? It went right in Goliath's forehead. He fell to the ground. David went over, picked up his sword, and cut off Goliath's head. And oh, hallelujah. What the enemy said he was going to do to David, David did to the enemy. Why? Oh, glory. God was for him. And if God be for you, you can have great victories like this too. The word said, we can say to the mountain, be thou removed. Glory to God, and don't doubt in our heart, it'll have to obey you. Hallelujah. This is the time that we need to allow our faith to arise. Hallelujah. And do exactly what the Lord would have you to do. Hallelujah. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Glory to God, but keep your eyes focused on the Lord. Hallelujah. How many knows the story about Gideon? Glory to God. Oh, and this mighty army that was coming against him. Hallelujah. You know what Gideon did? He only took 500 men of valor, hallelujah, to go fight against that army. And you know what? He was victorious. Glory to God. Think about that. Hallelujah. He was victorious. Glory to God. And you and I can be victorious too. Hallelujah. There's people all through the world, glory to God, that was persecuted, that was beaten, that was cast into prison, that all kinds of evil was done unto them. Oh, but you know they got the ultimate victory because they stood and they did what God would have them to do. Glory to God. That's what it takes today for you and I to be victorious. We've got to know first that God is number one first in our life. We got to know that my sins is under the blood. I got to live a clean, holy life. And I'm telling you, oh, yes, Lord, the word said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So if people tell you you can do every ungodly thing, it's a lie straight from the pit to hell. You better get out of there. Glory to God, because it will pull you down to the pit. And you don't want that. Glory to God, you want the true word of God. If it hurts coming forth, hallelujah, measure up to it. When it comes around again, you can praise God that you ain't there no more. Hallelujah. Does the word ever hit me all the time? Glory to God. Why? There's more. There's higher heights. There's deeper depth. I can get as close to God as I want to get. Glory to God. He said, if I draw nigh, he would draw nigh. Glory to God. The word says, James, resist the devil. No, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. First, you've got to be submitted unto God. And glory to God. You've got to know who's leading and guiding and directing you. You've got to know who's speaking the word in your life. You've got to know who's revealing this word to you. It's Almighty God. And hallelujah. And I'm telling you right now is the day and the hour that is called. Just like in Isaiah 58. Glory to God, verse 5. He let us know that he is calling us into a fast. and he'll let us know why here in a minute. Glory to God. I'm going to read 5 and 6, and we'll see how far I go. Glory to God. Isaiah 58, verse 5. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as in a bulrush, to spread sackcloth and ash under him? Will thou call this a fast, an acceptable day of the Lord? Listen, glory. 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is why he's calling his body into a fast, to loose the bands of wickedness. Hallelujah. Think about it. To undo the heavy burden and to let the oppressed go free, and that they break every yoke. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And this is what will happen when we fast like the Lord wants us to fast in 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Hallelujah. Thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer, and thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here am I. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke and the putting forth of the finger and the speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul unto the hungry and satisfy thy afflicted soul, even shall thy light observe in darkness and as the noonday, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like the watered garden. Glory to God. He's calling for his people to fast, pray, seek his face. I'm telling you, I thank God that this war cry is going forth. Hallelujah. And he's letting the people know, pick up armor and fight. And I'm talking about the spiritual armor, because you can arm yourself with every weapon that man's got out there, and I'm telling you, it's not going to profit you nothing. But when you put on the armor of God, hallelujah, it's mighty, glory, it's what is needed right now, us to pick up this armor, put it on, be clothed in the whole armor of God. For me not to leave none of the armor out, but I'm to pick up all the armor. I'm to put on. Glory to God. You know what? I want to tell you too, in Ezekiel, he said that it's time we eat the whole roll. Glory to God. We got to eat this whole roll. We got to take it as the Lord has laid it out. Because this is a word in due season. And how good is it? Glory to God. Oh, such warning, such blessings. He's truly warning the people. Oh, it's time, it's time, it's time to pick up this armor. It's time to fight. Glory to God. Don't be slack. Don't be afraid. Glory to God. Just hold up that bloodstained banner. Let the Lord lead and guide and direct you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, as we come before you right now, oh, Lord, I lift each and every one up to you. God, that has heard this word tonight. Lord God, whatever state, whatever condition they're in, God, the word that was come forth for them, let them receive it. Oh, God, that we will arise in your army, that we will send that war cry forth, that our voice will be heard. Hallelujah. Lord, bless your people. Lord, I lift up the lost to you, the prostitute, the drug addict, the alcoholic, the backslider. Lord, I lift every Christian up to you. Strengthen us, God. Help us to work together as you have called. You want us to be in one body, one mind, and one accord. Glory, that we can go forth conquering and conquering. Lord, I thank you for this, God, knowing that you hear and you answer prayer. Minister to each and every one that's under the sound of my voice. I praise you and I thank you. Bless them, Lord. Glory to God. I am so glad for the time that I had with you tonight, and I just pray that God bless you, encourage you, hallelujah, that you go forth and be about your Father's business. Glory to God. God bless you. See you again. Bye-bye.